AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration is explaining why 1,000 more troops will be headed to the Middle East. Iran insists it doesn't want war. At CENTCOM headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says troops are in the region to deter aggression from Iran.
President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests in the region.
Pompeo says the U.S. needs to be ready for any possible scenario,
making sure that we have the capability to respond if Iran makes a bad decision.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump's policy in the Middle East and Iran is erratic.
One day he says he's going to obliterate them, and the next day he says he wants to talk to them.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the president isn't the problem here.
We're trying to get Iran to stop attacking ships and pipelines and turning the Mideast upside down.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani insists his country will withstand mounting U.S. pressure and emerge victorious. Stocks are higher on Wall Street after President Trump said he will meet next week with China's President Xi Jinping. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. is not getting the worst out of this tariff fight with China.
We feel the bigger part of that burden will come on the China side because number one, if they want to sell into the tariffs, they're going to have to slash prices, which means they will lose money and damage their economy.
President Trump says Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has withdrawn his nomination. Army Secretary Mark Esper will be the new acting secretary. The hometown paper in Florida, where President Trump will make his re-election announcement, says it won't endorse the president. The Orlando Sentinel said in an editorial, some readers may wonder how the publication can eliminate a candidate before anyone knows who the opponent will be so far in advance. The Sentinel says it's because there's no point pretending. This is AP Radio News. Boeing is selling 737 MAX jets again.
The company has announced at the Paris Air Show that the International Airlines Group has signed a letter of intent for 200 Boeing 737 craft. Officials say it's the first sale of the jet since the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX in March. Another 737 MAX crashed in Indonesia last year, and the planes are now grounded amid a probe into problematic software. The letter of intent is, though, subject to final agreement. But it is a vote of confidence in Boeing as it struggles to win back trust and orders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Michael Avenatti faces a November trial date on charges he tried to extort millions of dollars from Nike. A hearing originally scheduled for today before another judge over allegations Avenatti defrauded porn star Stormy Daniels was postponed. Avenatti also faces federal fraud charges in California. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.